Ah, yeah. The good old days of childhood. I'm sure we can all recall how eager we were to become adults until we actually became one of them. Many individuals consider their childhood to have been the most enjoyable period of their life. There were no bills to pay or actual responsibilities to fulfill. Life was just wonderful. But some people's youth was marred in horrendous ways, and they had terrible experiences that no kid should ever have to endure. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 5 of the MCR Podcast. When I was about 9 years old, my family used to live in a remote area on the outskirts of town. Considering the location of the suburb, that area was surrounded by warehouses and such. At the time, my family did not have a phone in the house, and neither did our neighbors. This took place at the end of the 90s, so not everyone had a cell phone. They were considered a luxury, so not everyone could afford one. Because of this, if I needed to call my mom while she was at work, I had to either go to my dad's work or a company next to his, which was closer, to make a phone call. My dad's work was a relatively short walk from our house, probably 30 minutes or less. My dad was working at a huge unloading dock for metallurgical/natural resources shipments. In order to get to my dad's work, I had to walk past another adjacent company just like the one where my dad was working. I would call it Docks 2. My dad's work, as well as Docks 2, had a sort of watchtower. It is just a cabin mounted at the top of a tall platform. You need to go up a decent amount of stairs to get to the top. There was always a guard inside overseeing the whole yard from the top to make sure no one is in danger and no break-ins occurred. Phones were located only on-site watchtowers at the time. Docks 2 were much closer to our house, about 10 minutes walk. One day, as I've done many times before, I went to the Docks 2 to make a call. I climbed the stairs, knocked on the door, and was welcomed in by a guard I used to see quite often and knew well. However, that day he wasn't alone. There was a new guy there. He was 28 at the time. Apparently, he was a new employee hired to work shifts. He was this very tan white guy, always wearing military-style outfits. I was just an average-looking child, looking exactly my age. My hair was very blonde, which made my cheeks always appear rosy red and give me an even more childish appearance. When the new guy saw me that day, he wouldn't take his eyes off me. It's just one room, so everyone can hear my conversation with my mom. As soon as I was about to finish my call with her, the new guy went outside to smoke. When I came out, he smiled at me and asked me what my name is and whether I came there often to make calls. I don't remember what I said, but I felt very shy because he was just staring deeply into my eyes. I will call him the creep. Fast forward, and I came to that tower again to make a call. And there he was again, but that time he was alone. I spoke to my mom, and as I was about to leave, he asked me if I want any tea, to which I refused. He then proceeded to ask how my school was going and things like that. He offered to help me with my homework. However, I told him I've got it all sorted out. Harmless, but strange. On a side note, I just want to say that what gave me shivers when I was near him is that whenever he looked at me, he looked drunk, which was very unsettling. Mind you, he wasn't actually drunk, but his eyes would get so hazy and his face would be flush red. Sometime later, when I was walking to my dad's work with my friend, I saw him again. He was doing some digging in the docks too. When he saw me through the metal fence that was separating us, he just leaned up against his shovel and just stared at me. He didn't say hi or anything like that. After those encounters, for quite some time, I took alternative routes to see my dad or play with puppies at my dad's work or make calls to my mom because he really creeped me out. However, one day I had to call my mom urgently. My dad's work phone didn't work, so I had to go to the Docks 2 tower hoping I won't see him. The creep was there, and oh boy, he was happy I came. He was complaining about how I don't come anymore to see him. As I was making the call, he grabbed another chair and sat right next to me, very close. It took a while for the call because my mom was busy with something and someone went to get her while I was on the line. It felt like hours waiting, and the creep was just sitting next to me, looking at me and smiling. When my mom finally got to the phone, he got up and went to make me tea and brought some biscuits. When I was done talking, he insisted I have some tea with him. I didn't. He just kept on trying to strike a conversation, but this time the tone of the conversation was different. He asked me how old exactly I was, and I told him 12 or 13. I have no idea why I lied that I was older than 9. He told me his age, and although I knew he was much older, I felt really weirded out that he wanted to talk to me so badly or had any interest in being my friend. My alarms did go off every time I was around him, but I guess I didn't feel overly in danger. He then proceeded to tell me that I was beautiful and asked me whether I had a boyfriend. He asked me if I have already dated boys and what type of boys I like. I was so uncomfortable and so eager to leave at that point, but he would just keep dragging me into these weird conversations. I could tell he was drinking that day. When I began moving towards the door, he followed me. Eventually, we both were outside. However, in order to get down from the tower, you need to walk this narrow path towards the stairs. He stood blocking it so that I couldn't leave. He got very close to me, and I freaked out. The only escape tactic I could come up with as a child was to pretend that I'm seeing someone from the top of the tower, so I began waving my hand at the road down the bottom and towards houses in the distance, pretending I see someone I know and saying, "Oh look, that's my uncle. He is waving at me." The creep looked in that direction, but either didn't care or could tell that I was lying. I kept on telling him that the uncle who waved back is a big angry man, and if I won't come down this instance and go home, we both are going to be in trouble. The creep didn't budge. He got even closer and eventually pressed me against the railing. He kept on asking me his weird questions. I was terrified to move because I didn't want to move my body against his, if that makes any sense. So I just froze. He asked me if I would come on a date with him and that he is looking for a girlfriend. And at that particular moment, someone was coming up the stairs to the tower, so he let me go but asked me to come back. I have not told anyone about this encounter at that stage because I was afraid that my parents would get angry. I also felt very embarrassed and thought that people would judge me for what happened. Sometime later, I was home and it was around 9 p.m. I know the time because it was my bedtime. Suddenly, a car came into our driveway. I came to see who it was through the front room window, and I could see it was the creep, but this time with other guys blasting music in his car and shouting my name. I have no idea how he knew where I lived. He must have followed me one day. My dad was outraged. He asked me who these people were, but before I could even answer, he rushed outside. Apparently, the creep asked for me to go out with him and his friends. My dad obviously refused, saying that I am a child and too young to hang out with them or go out at this time of the night, and that if he sees any one of them ever again, he will beat the living daylights out of them. So they drove away. I was so upset with my dad that he called me a child in front of them. I think because we live so far away from everything, I was really keen to make friends as there were no kids around as such. For a while after that, I haven't seen the creep or heard of him. A significant amount of time later, I was walking to my dad's work again, and I've completely forgotten about the creep. He was working in the docks too with his friends, maybe those that came with him that night in the car, or maybe these were just his co-workers. I got scared when I saw him, and even though he shouted hi, I pretended not to know him. He said something to his friends, and I remember so clearly how one of them exclaimed loudly, "Her?" I guess he told them about me or his interest in me, but no one expected me to be a child. I looked at the guy that exclaimed. He was staring at me in utter disbelief. He must have been 20 or 25 or so, I think. And the creep was saying something to him. His friend screamed at him, "Have you lost your mind?" Clearly, the creep didn't see me as a child like everyone else did. Fast forward again, maybe half a year later, one day I was home alone in the evening waiting for my parents to come back from work. We lived in a very safe community, so sometimes I'd be home myself for a little bit after school until my parents got home. I was playing a game whereby I was a singer. I had this stage created in the living room, and I was performing in front of chairs, pretending chairs were my live audience. It was pitch black outside. At some point during my performance, I see someone staring at me through the living room window. That person must have been crouching down, as only the top of their face could be seen from the bottom. As soon as that person realized I saw them, they ran away. I was so embarrassed that someone saw me performing. I was so scared and shocked at the same time that I was literally glued to the floor. I don't know whether that was him or not. Our dog didn't react at all, maybe because the music was playing so loudly. I was scared to go outside the house to check, so I peered through the window. However, no one was there. That person had to climb over a wooden fence to get to our living room window. I told my parents about it. I've also asked my friend whether it was him who came around, but he said it wasn't him. I don't know if my friend felt shy to admit he was watching me or whether it was actually the creep. To finish this up, one day I went to Docs 2 with my dad, as my dad needed something from there for work. I saw the old guard that I knew well and asked about the creep and was told that he doesn't work there anymore. I don't know what happened to him. I never told my parents about what's happened. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.